We have a crisis on the ground in Victoria. We've got 3,000 people without power for a month. No drinking water, no heating. Temperatures at freezing point up in the hills. This is dangerous. I don't think enough's being done. What we need now, immediately, bring in the army. Now, I believe they've got 5 or 6 engineers on the ground here getting things organised. We need more. We need people knocking on doors, checking that people are coping, particularly the elderly. We need teams moving trees from the road. Get the bloody big army trucks down there, move the trees. We need engineers helping get the power back. We need temporary power supplies if possible. We need generators. I know AusNet's doing all it can. They're swamped. They thought it would be fixed and it's 3 weeks off. We got the tip on that on Tuesday. Minister said no, we were right with that tip. We can't leave Victorians sitting there shivering without water. This is not a third world country. If it was a third world country, we'd be sending plane loads of aid off to see them. So send the planes here, the army medical teams, the door knockers, the engineers. I know the Andrews government doesn't actually love army uniforms. Too bad. Call in the army now. Yesterday, several supporters and listeners to this program came up with generators and power banks. Signet, $10,000 worth of power banks. Autobahn, 5 generators. Other people came forward. Good Victorians offered to deliver them. In fact, the generators and the banks are up there working now, immediately, within 24 hours, because you stood up. The community did the right thing. Now it's time the government started to do the right thing here too. People need help. Throw everything at it. We can't leave people stranded and suffering. This isn't a tsunami in Asia. This is a crisis on our doorstep. We must step up quickly. 96900 693 1313 32. If you're up there, what do you need? What do you need? I'm hearing about people taking their neighbours to hospital.